The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamis Taf Kuftas, the Gemara and Amid Beis, over here brings says like this: To Amar Yav Yitzchak Meidis Ivra Yeroya Ki Orev Zor Ro Achar Ro Tovay Nemikav LeGeirim. Bad after bad will come to those who accept Geirim. Ve'arve shal tziyon v'tekeh atzme ditva alocha. Mekabli Geirim. What's the explanation of why there's bad after bad for those that accept Geirim? Ke'at chelbay. Like what Rav Chelbay says. D'omer Rav Chelbay, Rav Chelbay says, Koshim Geirim v'yisrael kisapachas bo'er. Geirim are very difficult for Yidden, like tzaras is to the skin. Says Rashi, why are Geirim so difficult for the Yidden? She'ein bekim b'diktukei mitzvahs v'limeidin yisrael mimaseh. Because, as a general rule, they're not so knowledgeable in all the mitzvahs. They're not, and they're not careful, therefore, with them. And all the Yidden learn from their ways, and therefore it affects the general public. It lowers the level of other Yidden, because all the Yidden learn from their incorrect behaviors. The bottom line is, our Gemara says that it's not a good idea to accept the gear. Ruach ha-ro, tovi le mikavli. Ruach ha-ro, the Lashon is tovi le mikavli geirim. Bad after bad will come to those that accept geirim. Tosfos is bothered. How do we reconcile this Gemara with other Gemaras that we're well aware of? Tosfos says, we all know that the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, Avram Avinu was punished because he didn't accept Timna. Timna wanted to become a Giyoris. Instead, she went and became a Pilegesh for Elifaz. And from that marriage came out Amalek, who always pained Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Such a Shrek L'Chazach happened to the whole nation of Klal Yisrael because Avraham Avinu didn't accept the Geirus. From there you see the opposite, the contrary. You see that it's so important, we can't push away somebody that wants to become a Geir. So how do we reconcile these two Chazals? Is it important that we accept the Geir? Is it a good thing? Or is it the other way, the opposite? Is it a bad thing? We may add, although Tosfos doesn't mention this, but earlier in the Masechta, the Gemara has a whole sugya about geirus, and the Gemara there says that when the prospective geir accepts on himself the mitzvahs, so we say right away we give him a bris milah. Right away. Molin is a miyat. Right away. Why? Because we can't wait. We can't hold off a mitzvah. We can't push off a mitzvah. You see, in other words, that a gear that's accepting on himself, a prospective gear that's accepting on himself mitzvahs, we have to be megayim right away, because we can't push off, we can't delay a mitzvah. It must be, obviously, accepting a ger is a mitzvah. It's such a mitzvah, it's of such importance, we have to make sure to do it right away, immediately. So again, we see that it's a mitzvah to accept a ger. So how do we reconcile these two contradictory chazals? So Tosfos answers as follows. Tosfos says, The Gemara by us that says that it's bad, that bad after bad will come to those that accept Gerim, is only referring to those that try to advise Goyim to become Gerim, or those that accept Gerim immediately without the proper procedures, without the proper Kabbalah HaMitzvos of the prospective Ger. However, if the prospective Ger is strong in pushing to become a Ger, and we see that they're interested and ready to accept, we're sure that they're going to follow suit and with Kabbalah HaMitzvos and actually keep the entire Torah, so then, if anything, it's the right thing to accept them. It would be bad not to accept them. We must accept them. And this fits very well with the Rashi. The Rashi said that the whole problem, why the Gemara's source, why bad after bad will come to those that accept Geirim, was from Reb Chelboy that said, Koshim Geirim to Yisrael, which Rashi explained, the reason why Geirim are so bad to the Yidden is only because they're not, generally they're not knowledgeable in mitzvah. So that's only by those types of Geirim that didn't have such a strong interest and weren't making the full Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. But if they had that strong interest and they made the full Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, so generally such Geirim will be careful with the mitzvahs. And therefore there's no harm to the Yidden by having such Geirim. If anything, we can add different medrashim that speak about that although the Argimar says Kashim Geirim Yisrael, Geirim are so difficult to the Yidden, we have on the other side of the coin, like Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma says Chaviv Ager Min Oisim Achuzim Sham Deyitel HaSinai. Ager is so dear, he's more dear than the Yidden that stood by HaSinai. Lama, why? She called Oisim Achuzim Ilulei Sharau Kailei Slapidim Birakim Vekol Sheifarois. All the Yidden, it's possible, if not that they saw all the kailos, all the sounds, and the lightning, and the thunder, and the shayfris by Matan Torah, they may have perhaps not accepted the Torah, not accepted Yiddishkeit. However, a Ger didn't see any of this. He comes out of his own good free will. And he goes and makes himself, connects himself to Hashem. Is there anything more dear than such a person, than a gear like that? However, we should explain, okay? So, we came to a conclusion that if the gear is making a full Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, has a strong interest in Yiddishkeit, then if anything it's a mitzvah to accept the ger. So then the question is, so what is this mitzvah? If you're telling me it's a mitzvah to accept the ger, so which one of the Tariag mitzvahs is it? So the Azhoris of the Riyar Bataloni says that the mitzvah is included in Ahavas HaGer. The Torah says V'ahavtem es HaGer, you must love the Gerim. So included in that is a mitzvah to accept the Ger. So this is what the Riba Bartoloni says, which we may wonder a little how this fits into that mitzvah. In Kabbalah Nekabel, he says it, he's much greater than us, but perhaps we can wonder how that fits in. The Sefer Gereskal Kilchasa wonders how that fits into the mitzvah of Ahavtem es HaGer. The Chayra, the mitzvah of Ahavtem es HaGer, is once he's a Ger, then we're supposed to love him. But before he becomes a Ger, to make him a Ger, how, before he became a Ger, I don't have to love him. So who said I have to love him? Who said I have to make him that gear before he is a gear? The Gerus Kilchasa brings down, though, that the Balei Nefesh La'arayvid, The Raivin in his Sefer Bali Nefesh says we learn it from the Pasuk Yatsa Nefesh Asher Asu Bechara. So that again is not so simple, because that Pasuk just tells us a fact. It tells us that Avraham Avinu did make people into Geirim. But it doesn't, we know that Chazal tell us that we should, Masi Hagiyu Maisai, the Maisai Avoisai, you know, we should go ahead and follow what the Avis did, but where's the mitzvah? It's not, it wouldn't be simply a regular mitzvah, the Raisa, just because the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu went and was Megayir and many Geirim. The Zohar Rakia, the Rashbat, and they say the Zohar Rakia and Kuntres Achren. See, he says it's included in the mitzvah Mila and Tefillah. Mila and Tefillah be Yisrael. So you have to know the mitzvah, the regular Yid has a mitzvah to be Mal. A regular Yid doesn't have a mitzvah of Tefillah. The Tefillah of a Ger, a Yid who's born a Yid, never has. So the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Resag, asks this on the Rashbats. But how can you go ahead and put the mitzvah of making a gear into the mitzvah of Mila and Tefillah? What do you mean Mila and Tefillah? Where is Tefillah by Yid? And the mitzvah of Mila? The mitzvah of Mila v'yid, how does that connect to the mitzvah of accepting a gear? So the Sefer HaMitzvos from Rabbi Nesavia Goin, he says it's included in the mitzvah of loving of Hashem. Like there's a famous Sifri that says on the Pasuk, "Ahavtas Hashem alekecho." The Sifri says, "Ahaveyu akol aviris," you should make Hashem be loved on all creations. And all creatures. Avram Avicha Shenem Vesanefa Shashas of the Khar Milamish Avram Avin Megay Mechis and Takas Kanfi Ashkino. So, the included in the mitzvah of loving Hashem is that you should bring others to this religion, you should bring others to be able to love Hashem. By that you'll make other people Jewish. You'll be bringing more people, Tachas Kanfei Ashchino, you'll be bringing more people to love Hashem and to be close to Hashem. That's included in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So that's the mitzvah of accepting Geirim. So we see that if the Geir is serious, and he will taki keep the mitzvahs, and he's pushing to become a gear, then there's a mitzvah. Otherwise, if anything, it's an aveira. So by a regular adult, you have either you'll see his interest, or you'll see his lack of interest. You'll see his seriousness, you'll see his lack of seriousness. And of course, it takes a bezdin of expert dayonim who are well experienced in this area to judge every single prospective ger, if they're ready to be accepted or not. What is with goyim huakitanis? You have a neutral case. We know that there's such a suya called ger katan. There's a way how Bezdin could change, take a goyisha youngster, a minor, and be megayer that minor. Now that minor, so we don't see his interest. He doesn't have his mind is undeveloped, and we don't know what's going to be. So we couldn't know if he's being raised in a Jewish home that's being run up here in Das Torah and all that. We could know, we could have that assumption that he'll grow up to be somebody who will be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs properly. On the other hand, it's a neutral state, because this minor who's a goy is not coming to us, he's not approaching us and pushing to become a gear. On the other hand, we don't see that he won't keep the mitzvahs. We know he will keep the mitzvahs. See, Mechanki is, he's not pushing, he's not coming running to us. On the other hand, we do know that he'll keep the mitzvahs. So what do we say about such a gear? Is there a mitzvah or no mitzvah to accept such a gear? So the Minchas Yitzchak was asked this question. And the Minchas Yitzchak says, this is in Chelik, I forget which Chelik is in Tzadi Tess. Chesed v'chele gimel simin tzadites, and he says like this. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, the Rashba is mevur that there's no mitzvah to be megayer goyim who are ktan. He says the Ran says the same thing, and he says it's muchal gaden and the Mordechai. The mitzvah is only if they come running to become a ger. Then, and we see that they're serious, then there's a mitzvah to be megayer them. However, our religion, we're not running to bring others, stamazo, into the religion. It's only if they come with that will, like we saw in the Medrash Tanchuma that we mentioned before, the gavlus of a ger is that he comes with, on his own good free will, and he understands the beauty, the importance of Yiddishkeit, and he comes, that's the gear that is a mitzvah to accept. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, although Bezin will accept, but there's no mitzvah for us to accept. And he says, therefore, if someone will come and ask a question, that they have an opportunity to adopt a goyish, a child, and make him a gear cotton, the answer we should give is that better not. Don't do it. No. There's no mitzvah of taking a goyish child and making them into a gear. Although, says the Minchas Yitzchak, we know that there are many badidinim that accepted such gear, that's only under the pressure. Once these Jewish parents of this adopted child took the child into their house, and Bezdin realizes that it's a type of home that they will live the way a Yid is supposed to live. So then, because of the pressure, because of the Shasat Chak, so Bezdin, the Eved, in the after of the fact that the parents already took such a child into their home, for the Shasat Chak and the Eved, Bezdin will accept them. But that doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah. That doesn't mean it's the right thing. And definitely, if the parents come with the question, should they adopt, should they not adopt, the answer is that they shouldn't adopt.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.